Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of the Ultimate Consumer Podcast. I hope you guys have been enjoying your weekend. I hope you've been doing great things. I hope you've been killing it. Anywho, it's your host, Ebuka. What's good? So I'm just checking on you guys. First off, I hope you guys have been having fun with it. I hope you guys have been enjoying some of the stuff that I've been putting out. Today, I'm just going to take out time to discuss, you know, the usual, like what we've been seeing in the modern world, the art, the culture, how it's been affecting our daily lives. And, of course, my favorite, gaming, baby. Yeah, that's what we do all day, just so you know. So, yeah. So, how's it been going, guys? What's been happening? Give me the lay down if you hear this. If you're listening, wherever you're listening from, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. So let's get into it. First and foremost, I want to say thank you for taking out the time to listen to my content. Obviously, you have better things to do and you choose to do this. So yeah, thank you. And also, to all the guys, to all the creators out there that have been putting out art pieces that are just amazing to see. I want to say thank you, because yeah, we do this because we love art. And yeah, and as it stands, it's just artists supporting artists first off. And I know you guys actually do show love when it's necessary. So yeah, anywho, I'm just gonna start by saying yes, there are some modern art works that I've seen of recent that are actually pretty amazing. And the BP digital art works that you just had, that was fun to see too. I was bummed that if I had time or if I had known, I probably would have been there. Yes. Yeah, it would have been lovely to see in person. Yeah, that was for sure. So that's something also that I would have liked to, that I actually love to see for this past week that just happened. So yeah, art pieces that I've been seeing online has actually been crazy. I've been seeing a lot of Gustavo Dori. So I've been seeing a lot of just fantasy. There are fantasy artworks, regular artworks, modern paintings. And I've been seeing a lot of it, and also I've been trying my hardest to like to understand like some of the meanings behind them, like to go farther than just the art pieces and look to see what the artist is trying to like explain, and what the artist is trying to showcase, what the artist is trying to tell the world. Because first and foremost, I need to find the art appealing first off, and actually embrace it, and like it should speak to me. And if it speaks to me, then I'll say, okay, this is one of them, this one of the pieces I like something like Rail, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but Reina, yeah, she. My feature for last month, I should have talked about this a while ago, but I've not had the time to like sit down and make a pod about it. But yeah, she really shocked me when I saw that piece. I wanted to use it in a more more evocative aspect, like to actually explain like what I was feeling in the moment. But then again, I was in between two words, like I was drawn in between two, and I feel the first one won, and I was thinking to make her a feature, or like to give her like a standing piece in the mag, because that one was truly. It really stood out when I saw it, and I'm just gonna say it was like an it was an amazing outdoor. First off, it was there was context to it, like there was life to it. Like if you see, he's telling you that okay, it's just like in your face once you see it, and I really did like looking at it, and I could understand what she was going for as soon as I saw it. So yeah, it was something that spoke to me, and it was something that was beautiful to see. So yeah, that's just one of it. And I say in the artwork I've been seeing so many other people, like Lord has been dropping some amazing pieces. I can't really remember all the names, but there's so many of them have been actually killing the art space currently. Like I know we're in a bear market currently because everything is going downhill, and regardless, artists they'll definitely create art regardless of where the market is going. So yeah, I'm really amazed at how we are doing. We're doing so well with it. So regardless of what the market is saying or what's happening, we're still gonna go ahead and do our best and get stuff done. So I just wanna say yeah, kudos to you guys, man. You guys have been really putting out pieces that are necessary for the world to see. There was one I came across, I think it was by Brain. Although I've seen it before, it was like a collage. It was a collage of computer nodes, I think, of computer scrapboards. I can't really remember, but it's like a shade of it, and it was cool. It was like it encompasses the digital age of society and how it has changed, and how we are actually assimilating information. And it was a good piece too. It's just so many. I can't really point out all of them, but you guys are actually doing a lot of work that should be made known to the world, if I'm being honest. And I understand that sometimes it might be creation for the love of creating. You guys create art for the love of creating art, but to be honest, like I see you guys put your heart in your works, and I'm really amazed that you guys are still going hard at it. Yeah, to be honest, it's something. So I'm just gonna give you guys a round of applause if I can. So yeah, that's on the side still. Okay, of recent I was looking through some fantasy artworks, the likes of let me grab some names real quick. But I was looking through some fantasy artworks, and some of them stood out to me, and they've been making hits over time. Drawings of Marilyn Monroe, Gustave Doré has literally been killing. Like I'm telling you, he's been killing. Like some of his pieces, once you see them, you can't unsee them anymore. Like it's really something. So these are just different artworks that has actually been, they've been touching me. Like even Zulu Polo, like I wish I could like show you guys, like in context what I've actually experienced like in the past couple of months, just in the space of art world. Like the art world has really been creating pieces that are that are discussing what society really is and explaining or showcasing what the world is, what the world is becoming as we evolve. And to be honest, like, in we need to, it's kind of like a time capsule, like it's kind of like a time capsule for us to look back on things that we've created and understand that, yeah, we've come a long way. So whenever I see some art that can actually capture a moment in time and actually make meaning of that moment in time for and showcase it for people to actually see and understand that, oh wow, this happened, or this is what this guy is trying to explain. And even sometimes you might not really see where the artist is coming from, but when you sit and take a closer look, you tend to understand that the artist has actually made a mark, has left a mark in just in the space of like in the space of staring at the work for like, even if it's 5 minutes or 3 minutes. Trust me, like if you really sit to look at the work that you like some of them that I can show you, like if you really sit to look at it, you understand. Sometimes I take out time to just comb through Solly's library on Twitter, like I just on X rather, I come through Solly's library, and Solly has some pretty amazing context to civilization that has transpired over time. Some 1984 piece, some 1984 piece, some 1822, like back in the days, like medieval times, like, and there are things that I look at and I'm fascinated by them, because frankly I never really thought that I would be able to like feel time in the space of just 10-15 minutes of me exploring social media. But then again, I look at works from DVK. DVK is my guy. Yeah, I look at works from DVK and I'm like, how are you going back in time and inscribing so many etches, like inscribing so many waves of it, and then bringing it back to the modern age and see, explain what it actually means. Like, it's just something to behold. I'm just saying, because yeah, like in my own journey of experiencing and just traversing, what's the word, I can't really put a word, like passing through time, like yeah, growing and exploring life. So in my own context of exploring life, like whatever I've tend to understand from learning and reading and observing, like learning from people and all that, what I've come to understand is very deep, like the meanings behind like some of the paintings I see, or just let alone just sketches of what I even see. It's just mental, like I tend to appreciate the world more and understand that yes, there are meanings to things, there are meanings to life, and how best to go about living is also necessary. Like you tend not to fathom it, but when I see this artist create pieces like this, I'm just amazed by it. I wish I could show you. I'll take out time to put some of them on, and just put some of them online and just have you look at them, so you see what I'm talking about. I'm not like I'm not trying to state a particular person now and then say that this person is actually the perfect mix of an artist, because everybody really have their own creative aspects to the way they actually design and create. So yeah, like I talk about these people because they are the ones that actually come to my head, just so you know, like, because I've seen them over time. Even some of my Nigerian brothers, Kosi the Creator is actually a very good one, and I actually like what he puts out. Yeah, because then again, I sit and I observe and I'm like, come on, you're doing good work. Yeah, it's art, like I said, it's art, like, it's just artists creating for the sake of art and for the sake of creating relevance to modern history. So it's something that has been happening, and it will continue to happen. So I'm just saying, some of the works I see are just very, 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 very surreal, and I like them. I've been amazed by what I see. Like, for this last magazine that I just did, Feeling Blue, I was trying to like showcase something. I feel like you people actually got the message. You got the message. There's no need to like hit the nail on the head, so to say. But I know you understood what I was trying to portray. Some of the artists that I used might be somewhat questionable, but I use those artists because they're still breaking forth. They're still trying to cultivate the habit of creating beauty. And if I give you all the goodies in one go, then you will not tend to enjoy every of the savory meal that is art. So yeah, so you should just take out time to like embrace it, because there are some of them that are not, I will not say on the surface level, they've already broken barriers with the different art services like OpenSea and the rest of them, with the different art art creation services that are out there that are making waves and helping artists sell their art. So those services already break barriers for artists already. So for some of the new artists that are on Exchange Art, Zura and the rest, those artists we have right now, they're actually making waves. They're no longer just regular artists, because they have so much to give now, because they've done enough already. So my preference or selection in the creation of the last magazine that just happened was based on utilizing artists that are bringing concepts that are new to the eyes, and concepts that are welcomed, or concepts that are in relationship to the months, or to the recent happenings in modern history. So to the recent happenings in things that are going on currently, that's why I used some of the artists that are in there. Also for the featured page, I took out time to like review some of the pieces that I put there. Excuse me. So I took out time to review some of the pieces that I put there, like canvas piece there. I changed it. Seba Castro's own also, I did change it. Although, in the process of my creation of my exploration of my work, these pieces were the pieces that actually made me break down it structured my work. These are some of the pieces that actually structured my work while I was working. So yeah, that was why they were picked to be featured. But as I've grown over time, I see that, okay, there are pieces that I've actually put out that are way more interesting or more stimulating, mentally stimulating, to the ones that are currently on there. So that's why I actually took our time to change them. As time goes on, I'm still thinking of taking out time to see if I can create something more for the artist. Okay, I'll keep that under wraps currently, because I want to be able to deliver before I can actually tell you, okay, yes, that I can do this. So I want to be able to deliver. So it will be something different. I will let you know when the time is right, and if it's possible, we send out links to artists and have them take a look around and see if it's something that I should be open to the public, and if it's something that I should share with my audience. So if it works fine, if it works fine, then I'll see a way to kind of grow it. So this is just in the art space, and understanding that artists have the free will to want to create regardless of whatever is actually happening in their lives, and whatever it is that they are doing, artists will definitely take out time to actually create something. And with the burning sensation that I see now, that so many artists have, there's no way to actually stop them or slow them down. So for real, like I've been like watching the art market, and if I'm being honest, there are more and more of them coming out each day. Like even of recent, I actually took out time to update the NFT Hall of Fame, just to show you people what is out there and what is out there and what has been making waves over time. And to my greatest surprise, I'm still amazed as to how a coder, somebody that writes languages is more of an artist than an artist. Like, and I'm really surprised, because I came in contact with a piece that I saw. What's it called? The Twin Flames. The Twin Flames is a true design of photography, and it was really lovely. When I took a tour of the Twin Flames by the Twin Flames, though, I think I took a tour of it, and I saw how he mutated the whole world, and the sensation was beautiful, because he brought different cultures from around the world, and he just merged them together, and it was something to see, because there were so many ways to view twins in that light, and I was surprised, because I never really thought that I would be able to see twins look so good in just one frame. In one frame, man, it was beautiful because I sat and stared for a while. I took my time to actually look through it. Yeah, Twin Flames by Justin Aversano is something. I can't lie, it took his time to create that piece. Also, one other one that actually stood out to me was Terraforms by Mark Castles, especially the level 11. I got to level 11 of the Terraforms and I was like, bro, you're actually doing good work. If I'm being honest, Mark Castles actually took his time for the Terraforms. And it was something because I did not know that you could do that with art, first off, because for a piece to actually keep your thumbprint on hand when you touch a painting, it keeps your thumbprint. It's amazing because I sat and I stared for a while. I looked at it. I got to level 11. I think it's 2 and something. I think it's 2 and something. I can't remember. But then I did not know that it would do that. But as soon as I touched it, I saw my thumbprint and I was like, okay, wait. I tried scrolling the page and I touched it again and it kept taking prints of my hand, of my thumb. I was like, okay, this is different. And then I stared for a while. Then I went to look at other pieces and I was still amazed because Matt actually took his time to make that work, and it was not something to just sit to see to it was not something that you, to just sit and forget after a while, to sit and stay and forget after a while. Like, it stays with you over time. Like, I was drawn to it after a while because over time I would go there and go check it, like yeah. So that was one of the pieces that I actually did like when I was conducting research for the NFT collection. Also for the pegs was also good. Like, it stood out because it was of a different variation. It was just like a weird piece. It was like having a coin in your hands and that you could flip at any time and just keep. So pegs was also a good one. Astrobot Society is definitely one to actually cop if you are down. Autoglyphs too, Soul Casino, like Golf Stars, like, okay, like I can't like really sit and give you all the laydowns of each and every one of them, but while I was creating, this was the pieces that I would say straight up, I could just look at them straight up and it was something immediately. And also I took our time to like see what the project was about. And for one like Soul Casino, it was a definite yes for me from the get-go. Also Astrobot Society was a yes for me from the get-go. These are some of the pieces that are just evidence that you should own because they have so much utility, and their utility span over is a long period of time, span even I can't lie, like till infinity. Like, their utility actually span for a very long period of time, that it will hold value over time, like plus. So if you are listening to this, I can't lie, like you should think, or you should think, I'll give you like some pointers. I would say Soul Casino, Autoglyphs, Rumble Kong League is also a good one. They are not out yet, but when it comes out, it's gonna be a banger. Astro Boy Society, definitely. Pegs, Terraforms. I doubt you'll be able to get your hands on any Terraform right now because it's sold out. Also, so yeah, even Twin Flames is definitely one to cop. So yeah, these are some pieces that over time, as I was just trying to get ahead and do my research, these are some of the pieces that stood out almost immediately. And yeah, so that's what I would say for that. If you have the time and you wanna check some of them, you can actually go. And for AKC actually said something. He said that you guys were sleeping on his art. But to be honest, like AKC is actually one for the books. I can't lie, because his art is mentally stimulating, if you ask me, because he keeps you on point and just tells you, okay, this is straightforward. Look at what I'm trying to show you. You understand it once you look at it. You don't like, and I'm not saying that he doesn't like put thought into his creation, but he takes his time when he's doing it, when he's doing what he's doing. And again, he shows you very easily how you can actually create whenever you want to create. It shows you how easy it is to like design with your mind. So that's why I like AKC, and that was why I told myself, okay, definitely I'm going to put him on the block for this month, because it's definitely doing something that I'd like to see. Also, Cambridge, Spell has been killing it from way back. I've been touching up on him so many times, but Spell has been killing it for way back, and I don't want to say too much about him, but he has been doing some spectacular things, and he also has a way of mentally stimulating you, convincing you that you should invest more in creative ideas, invest more in understanding nature and life and the entirety of modern civilization and workforce. And Spell has been really doing a good work. So I said Cambridge. Cambridge was one I saw while I was trying to merge the metaverse, like what's it called, like Mark Zuckerberg's plane, because Mark is actually an artist. If you guys have not like sat down to study him, Mark has actually gone in depth of modern 3D creation or visualization, and he has opened the world to see art and 3D generation in a different light. But you probably are sleeping on it because you don't know. I'm not going to say anything, but I'm talking about Mark Zuckerberg now, that's the owner of Facebook and Instagram, because what he's doing in the digital space is really, really something to take a closer look at. Don't just sit and forget about it, because if you watch the interview between Mark Zuckerberg and what's his name? He's a YouTuber, I forget his name, but they actually did the interview in the metaverse, and it was something. I'm trying to remember his name, I can't. But yeah, that's why I say Mark Zuckerberg, you should watch out. So that was where I met, that's where I saw Cambridge though. And Cambridge art is different. Cambridge art is it's lifelike. It tells a story all the time. Any of our art you see, always tells a story. It tells a story, and the story is the stories linger over time, and I had to just showcase something of hers that spoke to me. So I just had to put this one on. So Cambridge is actually a very good one too. And you never forget the pep. And even Timeless, oh my dear, Timeless has been killing. I can't lie, she has been killing. Timeless has been killing. Yes, let that be known. Timeless has been making a killing also. I can't name everybody. Like, there are so many. I'm just giving you some aspect and some context into some people that you should be taking a closer look at. And if you have time, you should actually take your time to spend money on it. I can't lie, because there are pieces that are worth 1,000 words. So yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like, if I had the time, or if I was close to Blippi, I would have gone for his artwork. I wanted to see what, because Blippi, you sleep on him. He's always like a ghost when it comes to creating. Like, he's always touching on points that are happening, and then he just leaves you on the plane and walks off. But then he's still there in your mind, lingering. So yeah, I would have taken time to go there. And still there now, for this art piece that is underneath. Let me tell you something first, guys. The art piece that are on top and the art piece that are underneath, definitely the ones that are underneath are always my prized possessions. They're always ones that I lick my fingers off when I see. I must be certain with you. So yeah, Stida is definitely, you know, you already know that she's amazing. So I don't know if it's a she or a he, though. For me, I'm just in my own aspect of discussion now, expression rather. I had to say, I call her how, whatever. So moving on. So yeah, speaking on her art is amazing. It's amazing. Like, I give her points for form of expression. A form of expression is different from what I've come to see in my works. Like, in my work, like, trying to understand more of the culture and art that has been portrayed in daily life, you understand? Like, even if I've been it's a difficult name to pronounce. But yeah, definitely, he also has something that is sparkling. Like, you need to sit and stare for a while, and he gives you a different context, a different aspect to his designs, different variation. He speaks to you, and also, like, I actually tend to feel something when I look at it. Like, look at how distinguished it is. You can see different aspects of it. Come on, there's no way I can. Ilya Blissness is actually really good. Like, it's just like real calm. It doesn't like put put too much pressure on you trying to like understand what he's trying to show you. But if you sit for a while and try to understand the artist's point of view, definitely you are going to want to cop one of his. So it's just something, if you had time. Roger House is also a good one, and my favorite, Blank is definitely a G. I'm trying to like touch up on everybody, but It's so much to be said and so little time, if I'm being honest. There's so much to be said and so little time. There are even some of them that I haven't said anything about, and some of my boys that are back home that I haven't said anything about. But these are some of the fantasy and beautiful designs that I've come to experience over time for this month. Hopefully, we're going to try and get a way of discussing way more about how art has been really affecting us and really changing what we are experiencing as people in daily life. Because despite our beautiful forms of creation, the way and the culture that we are experiencing in our daily life is actually making a mess of things, because of you turn on the news. Now I'm trying to touch up on our culture of modern culture of in our society. You turn on the news and you see wars, you see fire outbreaks and different problems and insecurities all around. And as much as we are living in a world where not everybody is in the frame of mind of making things stay in balance and stay in a beautiful form whereby people are actually enjoying their daily life, enjoying to go out, enjoying to live life. We are in a state where we need to try to purge out things that are not helpful to our society, if I do say so. For the way and manner of how culture has actually taken off in our modern life, modern society, if I'm to speak on, I'd say culture currently is it's kind of there's somewhat lacking, because how can I turn on the news and see a man with a machete trying to not even trying to causing harm to a very tender child that cannot in any sense cause harm to him, and is just a normal occurrence. And it's sad to see, because when I saw it I was really appalled. I was like, what is this? Because I was not expecting to be thrown into that kind of state when I woke up, because I saw it very early in the early hours of the morning, as soon as I woke up, and it was just terrible. I'm talking about the recent incident that happened in the UK. If just in case you're not in the UK and you hear this, you probably saw the news. It was terrible, and this is just like for me, when I saw it, it broke me, because I felt I'm being honest, it did break me, because I felt like it's a kid and his life has barely started and he's getting butchered. Just butchered for no reason. I don't want to know if it was a mistake. It should not happen in the society, in the world that we live in. It's barbaric, if you ask me, and I feel that person should feel the full weight of his actions. The way and manner of how we've been living, how we've been give me a minute, let me the way and manner we've been living life, taking out time to go to work, come back, what we are watching, our shoes. I hope, first off, I actually hope you guys are actually enjoying the recommendations I made. I was trying to give you guys something else, but then again, I I found out the hard way that I can't recommend shows that are not on in my geographical area or in my space, in my geographical space. If I what's the word, like the region I am currently in, because I would say I'm in Europe now. Is it Europe? Because I'm in the UK. So yeah, UK is in Europe. So. So I can't recommend some shows for you guys, so I am really sorry. I tried giving you some other shows that I felt would have explained more of the modern culture and giving you guys throw more light on some of the things that I would love to talk about right now. Because it's what is really going on in society, and it was a full measure, because the show I'm actually talking about is Gossip Girls. It was something I watched very well while I was still in my teenage years, when I was growing up. And I actually understood life through it, because then I was still in school, and some of those things that were happening in the shows actually were making its way to modern society, and I was really understanding, like really absorbing life through it. So yes, it was something that I wanted to actually put out there for you guys to watch, but then again, it was not possible, so I took the alternative route, like the plan B, and I chose to show you guys Total Recall. Total Recall was one of Arnold Schwarzenegger's big blockbusters that explained the futuristic times, and this was we are living in the Total Recall times. Just so you know, that was why I did not give you the Arnold Schwarzenegger's one. I gave you, I can't remember his name though, but yeah, that was why I gave you his, because it can better or easier, it can explain modernity easier to you guys, because then again, you guys get to see how we are living in times now. And also, you guys get to understand how best it is to relate with people, or how best it is to immerse yourself in the technology that is coming out as we are growing. So that was why I said, okay, I was gonna put this out there for you guys to see. Also, Modern Wisdom is one of my favorites, because I've listened to some of his podcasts. I don't think he's, yeah, it's him. Give me a minute. I listened to one of his podcasts. I think he was talking with Huberman. So I think it was with Huberman. The one I listened to, I think it was with Huberman. So I need to go deep into him again, because I've not watched him in a while. He actually talks a lot about how you can navigate the modern era, and explain things in deep meaning, Mark Nomad. Yeah, this is one of the best ones. So if you guys have the time, you guys should listen to him. I was looking for his name, just so you know. I picked him this month because over time, right now I've been trying to like dissect some of some of my life, I'm talking about myself now, some of the problems I've actually faced in life, like how I've been, I'm trying to like dissect the problems I'm facing and actually find a better route or a better way to solve them. So that was why, that was what brought me to him, and that was what made me pick him for this month's outputs, this month's program rather. So he's also a very good discourse. If you engage in his work, you definitely go home with something what it. So yeah, I really love the way life has been life in, if you allow me to use that in that context. Yeah, I really love the way life has been life in, because so many things has happened in a very short while. So many things have happened, and as we stand now, we've been trying to like balance it. We've been trying to like make it way better than it actually is. So there's so many, and we keep going. And regardless of the challenges we are facing, because I can't lie to you, everybody is actually going through something. And even me today, when I woke up, like in the early hours of my afternoon, I was very angry. I got some news that was not pleasing to me, but then again, we all have issues that we're going through. So yeah, some of the people that I turn to or try and listen to actually get my head out, yeah, to disrupt that cynical thoughts rather. So yeah, these are some of them I listen to. So moving on, I pick what's it called, How to Lose a Guy in 10 days, because what's life without love, you know? So yeah, definitely I had to like show you guys, yeah, you need to love life, you need to love somebody at least. Yeah, so that was why I picked it. It's one of the fun ones I've watched way back. So yeah, I actually did enjoy watching it, and I'm probably gonna watch it again when I have time. Yeah, so I enjoy it because it's showcasing the integral relationship between the opposite sex, and how they actually compete against each other, and how they try to climb the social hierarchy and make it something spectacular. If you know my drift, everybody is struggling for power and just looking for a way to attain it. But then again, you on your way to the top, you actually find love. So that was what happened. But then through all this, I was also in quest for knowledge, trying to understand more, trying to learn new things. So that was what brought me to Eureka. And in Eureka, I've been following Eureka for, I don't even know how long, maybe from the first time I started using my YouTube. But I picked Eureka because Eureka, they actually answer tough questions on physics, math, coding. Like if you know, those, they actually give you great context to any issue you're having. They give you great context to any issue that you're having. They explain it in great depth to you, and you just pick it up from there, and it's very easy. So it's way better than just having to scribble the or scour the whole internet just to get one answer. So these are some of the ways I actually concise culture into my life. So I try to balance the whole term of culture in my life. Also, I've actually been in touch with my softer side, trying to understand people more, talk a little less, listen way more, understand where people are coming from, hear their views, try to discuss more. But I can't lie, in my efforts to try and discuss more with people, I've somewhat failed because to some degree, I will not say they don't get I don't is it they don't get me or that I don't get them. I will not say that, but to some degree I've understood some of them and some I don't understand, and frankly in this life you will not really connect with everybody on a deep level. You can actually understand them and just discuss with them over time and get their own views and play your role in their life, or and they will play their role in yours. And this is this will definitely happen because you are human, and humans when they meet, they actually it's the dialogue, they discuss, they connect with each other. So when you meet in my own situation, I've met new people over time, and it's been fun. I can't lie, it's been fun meeting new people, facing new challenges and doing new things. So it's been fun. Yeah, so for that's for one. But I'll not say most of my discussions with everybody has actually been top notch. Some of them I don't understand, some I do understand, but it's been an overall fun experience. Although sometimes I feel different. And maybe I'm not in a space where I want to discuss, if you get my drift. Maybe I'm not in the mood. I'm just saying, now I'm rambling on about myself and I don't like it. I'm just trying to explain what I've actually experienced and what I've come to understand about the modern culture and how best to navigate it for me. So I'm using myself as an example because I test every theory myself and do my best to explain it best as I can to anybody that wants to actually understand and navigate through life. So yeah, this is how I've been going over on and on. So meeting new people, trying to dialogue with them, understanding their point of view, fresh discussions, fresh talks every day, get what they love, hear what they like to talk about, see if I can connect with them on that level, if it's possible, spend time with them whenever they are free, whenever they want to talk, and all that. So it's been really calm. It's been a great experience. I can't trade it for anything. I'll just say that for facts. Then I'm going to talk about recent developments in my own world of Warcraft. I'm talking about League of Legends. Like League of Legends, it's been a big part of it's been a big part of my creative process over time. Like, people don't know how I started or how I come about, or how I've taken out time to like to make it flourish, because like the league, why I call it league is like a big part of big part of some things that I do, because not just because it's a game that I play, but because it's filled with people that are very inventive, very creative with the style or pattern they play. Because if you play league and if you play league for a very long time, definitely you will see what I'm saying. Like, people in league tend to break barriers when they are playing. They go further. They test the limits, and sometimes you will be amazed at what you can do when you test the limits. And that's just saying the least. When you then play with friends, or you go at it with your friends, then you see that there are different ways to actually engage the enemy, to actually dissect the map, to actually break open, different ways to actually strategize and get a win. So I'm just saying this because from the recent developments of league, the recent changes, the builds, the runes changes, the OP charms, these are some of the different collective designs that make Rift one of the best games to be in existence currently. You can quote me wrong or say it's not one of the best, but League on mobile, imagine giving you a strategy 5v5 that keeps you engaged for a good, I'd say, 10 to 15 minutes that will mentally stimulate you over time. And what I used to do when I was in school, when I was studying back then, when I was studying for my master's, was I'll be watching a streamer play, and then I'll be trying to solve a problem. And it might not work for you, but for me, when I was doing it over time, I tend to walk faster and get my work done and better. I will watch league all day and just sit on my computer and try to get my work done. And over time, it was clicking fine, because that's what I say for league players. League players tend to think outside the box. For a league player, there's no box, to be honest. For a league player, there's no box. Their thoughts are very distinct, because if you are playing and you sit to play just to play by the rules and win the game, you are probably going to lose, because nobody, when in league, nobody, to be honest, nobody play by the rules. they break the rules. I'm not saying that in context of when you're doing something, you should break the rules. No, I'm just saying in context of your creative process, like you should be always thinking outside the box, because that was one thing League taught me. League does it a lot. They don't have a box. I will not say they think outside the box. They don't have a box, because some of the players you see, it's not about their quickness. It's not about brain power or how many times they've played. They are just distinct because of the way League forces you to actually play the game. If you see a great League player, he or she tends to be unbothered every time he's playing, regardless of winning or losing, and that's to say the least. If you are a league player that is unbothered winning or losing, you are unfazed by and to be honest, a league will tilt you. And if you are on tilt table, then you've already broken league, first off. so this is something that league tend to like build you on. So for you to have that mental resolve that you can actually break past. Then let's say now you're ready to play league, when you actually have the mental resolve to tell yourself that okay, I'm gonna, nothing can stop me, nothing can if you get my drift, like nothing can actually take this win from me. You have to be at that mindset first. Moving on, then you have to understand that when playing, you have to understand that you can't always be sticking to the way the game is being designed to play, because the people, your opponents, don't actually play like that. You can have a crazed opponent, let alone your team is also tilting you even in seconds of the game starting. So when your team is tilting you in seconds of the game starting, and you have an opponent that is also looking to have your head, what do you do in that situation? If you look at yourself, you then should remain calm and try to like navigate. And this is something that is constant in daily life. If you play league, then in your day-to-day life, you would already be ready to survive the day. Because to be honest, like, league tests you to the max, and it gives you an all-round gaming experience, if I'm being honest. Like, I've tested it for a while, and that's what I can say about it, because it gives you an all-round gaming experience that helps you to edge out the competition very well. Like I said, I used to watch it and then read my books. I'll be reading books and be watching league. Like, I read books and watch league, and I watch people that I know that the way they operate is far different from most of regulars. Like, the way they operate is definitely different from regulars, and you will see it, because they don't hesitate. Like, there's no hesitation in the move. And when they hesitate, it's for a reason. And you probably won't see it the first few times you watch, but when you have taken out time to like allow it to immerse you, then you will understand that league is not just a game, it's a way of life. I'm just saying, because it's true, man. Once you start, like, once you've gotten your way around it, you definitely understand what I'm talking about. So it's just about it. So like I've gone in depth, because they just released VAR, and I'm really scared, because if I go on, somebody that has been waiting for his release will just start spamming him, and then it will be pandemonium from there or downhill. So like, this is just, it's league, that's how it is. But if you are like a consistent league player, and over time you cultivate the habit of taking out time to like play in your downtime or in your free time, definitely the league is one for all ages. I can't lie. Like, I barely play as much as I want, but I still get the feel of high class gaming anytime I go on. I'm still throwing into stages where I can battle with my mates and actually come out victor, even be a loser in the game, and not feel like I didn't do enough to earn a win, if you get my drift. Like, so if it's something that you've you've been wanting to try, like, definitely you should pick up League. It's a game that we that will help you edge ahead in society. Like, it will give you an edge. There are so many games like that too. There's so many games, but League is different. I can't lie. I can't even remember any game that I've played now that is close to League. Although you might say, it's a 5v5, it's a mobile. No. Sit down and experience it for yourself, then come back and tell me if you don't like what you played. I'm just saying this. It's not because I play it, but because of what it has actually have me experience or have me learn over time. Because I've learned to think outside the box. Like, there's no box with League, if I'm being honest. There's no box with League, and most of the creators in League won't tell you this, but because I've experienced it over time, and I've experienced it time and time again. That's why I tell you there's no box. Like, sometimes I will come and just have a fun game for myself. And I'm not saying I'm not the best, so I'm not saying I don't suck. I know I don't suck, but I'll come out sometimes and have a fun game and be tilted and be angry and close League. But then again, I open League and play again the next day because it's League, bro. It's League, come on. So yeah, that's just one of it. So thank you guys for kind of hanging out with me today and hearing my own views on life and society. And to all the artists out there, please, big ups to you guys, man. You guys are doing awesome work, and I hope I'm doing justice to your works too. So thank you for having me. Thank you for taking out the time to listen. Peace and love always. Bye.